This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will help fund nearly a dozen solar energy projects for businesses in rural Colorado. CPR News' Miguel Otarola has the story.
A dairy farm, a veterinary hospital, and a cider taproom are just a few of the businesses receiving grants from the USDA to buy and install solar arrays. The department is awarding Colorado more than $800,000 in total for these projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The grants are designed to give rural areas more electricity options and bring down energy costs. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado's state government will soon stand up a small new office with a really big mission, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's Office of Financial Empowerment was created this year by a new state law. Its work will get underway early in the new year with a team of two staffers. Their initial focus will be increasing people's access to banking. Here's Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Too many people don't even have bank accounts, which has huge implications for building credit history, for example, the ability to ever own their own home.
The office will host a series of meetings to hear how places like Pueblo are trying to get people bank accounts. Longer term, they'll convene groups from around the state to work on a coordinated strategy. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A former Greenwood Village police officer was charged and arrested for second-degree murder Wednesday. 36-year-old Adam Holin is accused of shooting and killing an armed 17-year-old in Aurora on November 24th. Nine News reports that Holin was legally drunk at the time of the shooting. He also faces one count of felony menacing and one count of prohibited use of a weapon. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for being with us today. Happy Christmas Eve. I hope it is a lovely day and lovely evening. This hour, we're listening to 1A. Stick around and stay warm.